welcome to Between the Lines for the week of October 2nd, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. For the upcoming month for October, we do have Fire Prevention Week, and the library is going to be recognizing that on October 14th. It'll be after the school that day from 2 to 4. We are going to have some of the firefighting vehicles here out front of the library, just north of the main doors. So after school that day, everybody's welcome to come by the library, see the firefighting vehicles that are present, to see what they look like up close and personal. And some of the firefighters are going to try to be here on hand to answer questions as well. So we hope everybody can attend our Fire Prevention Week activity, which will be October 14th from 2 to 4. For the upcoming week for the Deerfield School System, on Monday, October 3rd, they have a middle school football volleyball versus Wash County. It's at 4:30 and 6 o'clock. On Tuesday the 4th, there's high school volleyball try at Rolla at 4:30 p.m. Wednesday the 5th, there's KU Honors Banquet. That will be at 6:30 p.m. On Friday the 7th, there's middle school volleyball football versus Moscow at 4 p.m., high school football versus Moscow at 7 p.m., and that is their homecoming night. On Saturday the 8th, there's high school middle school cross country at Lakin at 9 a.m. Homecoming golf tournament will be at Buffalo Dunes at 9 a.m. in the morning. For the Lakin School District for the upcoming week, on Monday the 3rd, there's high school JV football at Stanton County at 6 o'clock. On Tuesday the 4th, there's high school volleyball at Wichita County. It begins at 5 o'clock. On Wednesday, there's the High Plains League meeting. It'll be at Sublette at 10:30 in the morning. On Thursday the 6th, there's high school girls golf at Syracuse at 1 p.m. Middle school volleyball will be here versus Meade at 4:30 p.m. High school volleyball at Hugoton at 5 p.m. and middle school football here versus Meade at 6 p.m. On Friday, there's high school football at Holcomb at 7 p.m. On Saturday the 8th, there's high school volleyball at Scott City at 9 a.m. Middle school cross country and high school cross country will be here at Lincoln. It begins at 9 in the morning. For the Kearney County Senior Center, on Monday, October 3rd, they have PATH exercises at 10 in the morning. On Tuesday the 4th, there's coffee at 8, yoga at 10. At 6 in the evening, there's a KCCA annual meeting. On Wednesday the 5th, there's coffee at 8 again. PATH exercises at 10. 10:45 is their Bible study, and then at noon is the meal site. The meal for that day will be battered fish, potato wedges, sautéed vegetables, bread, and a dessert. On Thursday the 6th, there's coffee at 8 again. KCCA meeting at 9:30 in the morning, yoga at 10. On Friday, there's coffee at 8, brunch at 9, barn quilt at 10, PATH exercises at 10, and at 1 o'clock, bridge. The Deerfield High School is having their junior fun night Saturday, October 8th at the Deerfield High School. They will be serving an enchilada dinner from 5 to 6:30 p.m. It will be enchiladas, rice, beans, and a dessert. Tickets for adults are $7. Children under 12, it is $5. Games start at 6 and go to 8 p.m., and they will consist of bingo, a cakewalk, basketball throw, ring toss, beanbag baseball, and many more. At 8 o'clock, the auction begins, where you can possibly get gift certificates, sunglasses, a grill, and much more as well there. If you are interested in attending, contact a junior at the Deerfield High School or Judith Morales at 426-2322 at extension 121. On Sunday the 2nd in Lakin, there's a Prairie View 4-H Club meeting. On Monday the 3rd, they have a Lakin Housing Authority meeting at 6. This will be at the O'Loughlin Community Building. Chantilly People Pleasers 4-H Club will be meeting. In Deerfield, they have a fire meeting at 7 o'clock. On Tuesday the 4th, there's a Masonic Lodge meeting at 7:30. Lakin AA meeting at 8. On Wednesday the 5th in Deerfield, there's a 4-H school promotion at the Deerfield Grade School at 3:30. In Lakin, there's TOPS at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 is weigh-in. At 8 o'clock is the meeting. The 4-H school promotion will be at the Lakin Grade School at 8 o'clock. The Extension Executive Board meeting is at 6:30 at the Extension Office. Trail Piercers Quilt Club will be at the LRC at 7. Knights of Columbus will be meeting at 7:30. On Thursday the 6th, they have immunizations at the Kearney County Health Department from 9 in the morning to 11. Then again, they will have them from 1 to 3 o'clock that same day. There will be a fire meeting at 6:30. Lake and Gun Club will meet at 7. Eastern Star at 7:30. And Lake and AA meeting at 8. The Kearney County Hospital is going to be having a couple of different events that are upcoming. The first one is October 10th and 11th. They'll be having the childbirth education class. Each class is in two sessions from 6:30 to 9 at the Kearney County Hospital. And again, they are on October 10th and 11th. Topics include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, tour of birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. To register, you need to contact Becky Chapel, registered nurse, at 355-7112, extension 1521. Also at the hospital, they are recognizing Physical Therapy Month with a physical therapy open house. They would like for you to come in and celebrate Physical Therapy Month. And if you have any questions that you might have, you can ask them at that time. But the open house is going to be Thursday, October 27th from 1 to 3 p.m. in the physical therapy department. So if you want to mark that on the calendar for later this month, be sure to put that on your calendar. The Kearney County Council on Aging invites all Kearney County senior citizens to their annual meeting Tuesday, October 4th at 6 p.m. Dinner will be served at 6 p.m. If you would like to make a reservation, you can call 355-6482. For members of the community, the Kearney County Museum would like to remind everybody that they are open Tuesday through Friday from 9 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So if you'd like to go and see some of the Kearney County artifacts there at the museum, they'd be glad to see you. Also, as another reminder, the Kansas DOT is urging drivers to be alert, pay attention at all work zone warning signs, slow down when approaching a work zone, and be prepared to stop. Because they are still up at the intersection of 25 and 50, and they are also going into the second phase of the project where they're working on the highway going west out of town. So be careful out there when you're traveling through Highway 50. That's going to do it for us for this upcoming week. We hope everybody out there has a good week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you everyone for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.